From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Wrapping up the G20 summit meeting in Pittsburgh today, President Obama praised his fellow participants for adopting tough new financial regulations he says are aimed at avoiding another financial meltdown. The president said actions by G20 nations since the spring have brought the global economy back from the brink. And Mr. Obama said stimulus efforts need to continue until the global economic recovery is sufficiently strong.
Going forward, we cannot tolerate the same old boom and bust economy of the past. We can't grow complacent. We can't wait for a crisis to cooperate.
On the topic of the war in Afghanistan, the president said while he understands the public's weariness of the war, he plans to continue asking questions before deciding whether to commit additional forces to the region. The International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna today said Iran has sent notice of a second previously secret uranium enrichment facility. Western leaders condemn the revelation, and the Atomic Agency is demanding Iran provide access to the facility. More from NPR's Eric Westerveld.
An IAEA spokesman in Vienna says the body has now asked Iran to provide specific details about the site and access to it as soon as possible. The existence of what Iran called a pilot enrichment plant under construction was revealed by the Islamic Republic in a letter to the Atomic Agency. The news of a second plant brought quick condemnation from world leaders attending the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said the level of deception by the Iranian government will shock and anger the entire international community. The news heightens the importance of a meeting next week in Switzerland between Iranian officials and representatives of the major powers. A U.S. official said the meeting in Geneva Thursday will be a serious test of Iran's willingness to address concerns about its secret nuclear facility. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Durable goods orders were unexpectedly lower in August after trending up for the past few months, NPR's Scott Newman reports.
The latest Commerce Department report shows orders for durable goods, such as aircraft and electronics, fell by 2.4% in August. It's the second drop in 3 months. Many analysts had expected a slight rise. The figures highlight that as the economy emerges from the worst downturn since the Great Depression, it's doing so in fits and starts. The report shows new orders for transportation equipment plunged 9.3%. Meanwhile, a subcategory that excludes defense-related equipment and aircraft fell 0.4%. Durable goods orders are closely watched by economists as an indicator of the overall health of business. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Commerce Department reports sales of new homes last month were up 0.7%. Some of that's likely due to a fast-approaching expiration of a program that provides up to $8,000 in tax credits for first-time home buyers. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 42 points to end the week at 9,665. The Nasdaq lost 16 points. The S&P 500 dropped 6 points. This is NPR. According to the prosecutor handling the case, terror suspect Najibullah Zazi planned to carry out a massive terror attack in New York City designed to coincide with the anniversary of 9/11. Prosecutor told a judge in Denver today the Afghan immigrant planned to detonate hydrogen peroxide bombs on commuter trains. Prosecutor Tim Neff told the judge before federal authorities were able to disrupt the plan, Zazi was, in his words, in the throes of making a bomb. The judge ordered Zazi, who lives outside Denver, to be transferred to New York to face charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Former head of the Democratic National Committee, Paul Kirk, has been sworn in as a temporary replacement for the late Senator Edward Kennedy. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
While there will be a special election to pick a permanent successor next January, Paul Kirk will serve as senator until then. Kirk was appointed to the seat by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick after state legislators rewrote laws giving him the power to do so. Kirk was sworn in today by Vice President Joe Biden.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter. So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
Thank you.
Kirk was a former aide to Kennedy, serving as the political director to the senator's 1980 presidential bid. With this appointment, Senate Democrats head into the health care debate with a 60-vote majority and the potential to fend off opposition filibusters. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
San Francisco-based online company Twitter reported today it's closed a new round of fundraising with five investors, including mutual fund giant T. Rowe Price, raising an undisclosed amount of cash. Where media reports earlier this week indicated the company hoped to raise upwards of $100 million. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.